Hi, my name is Jules Evans from Queen Mary University of London, and I'm here because I was very kindly invited and liked the idea, the opportunity to speak to people in the health field. I'm speaking about the politics of well-being and the relationship between mental health therapy, particularly cognitive therapy, and philosophy, and the different ideas of well-being at play in public policy. How I got into the topic of the politics of well-being, which starts off as a personal story in terms of when I was in my late teens and early 20s, I had depression and anxiety and was helped very much by cognitive behavioural therapy. So as a young journalist, I went off to research where CBT had come from and who'd invented it. I interviewed the founders of it and discovered this link to ancient Greek philosophy. It had been directly inspired by ancient Greek philosophy, which I found fascinating just because I'd always grown up thinking philosophy was something separate and irrelevant to everyday life and to modern politics. So, just from that, I just explored how people were using both ancient philosophy and therapy today in terms of kind of both self-help and group help. And then in the last few years, I've become fascinated by how governments are beginning to roll out this kind of fusion of ancient philosophy and modern psychology to their citizens, sometimes without their consent. So you get all these kind of issues in play of, can you force someone to be happy? Can governments create well-being by diktat? So those are some of the issues I'm going to be exploring in a couple of minutes.